This morning on Outdoor Radio, biologist Kent McFarland of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies is in Moortown with a group of birders tracking woodcocks.
The sun's gone down, and it's still light enough for us to be walking up this road. And tonight, it's April, and I'm excited because we're after the American woodcock. This is a really cool bird because it's a great sign of spring. And so we're headed up to this meadow at the top of this hill with the mad birders to find them displaying. And we're hoping to find a few males. They'll be calling and then doing their flight over our heads. And in the hopes that they're going to find a female. And we get to see their spectacular display. I'm Kent McFarland. Sarah's away right now. But tonight, I'm joining the mad birders here in Moortown. Welcome to Outdoor Radio. About 13 years ago, a couple of people got together in Moortown that were doing a lot of bird watching, and they formed a group that does a lot of bird walks and bird outreach, and they call themselves the Mad Birders for the Mad River Valley. And they're really active in Vermont. They get a lot of people out looking at birds, teaching about birds. This is their annual walk, and they've got probably a dozen people behind us ready to see these woodcock display.
Because we're not going to see much, we're going to be hearing and listening for the woodcock doing its wing whir up in the sky.
So they start out on the ground and they make this very funny sound that sounds exactly like that. This is the males that are doing this. And then when they get ready to really impress the female, they ascend very, very high, 300-400 feet into the sky, and start making gigantic circles. And instead of making that sound, they make a whirring sound, a kind of a twittering music. And they do that up in the sky. And if we see some while it's still light, we will see their tiny little selves circling. And then the most interesting thing to me is when they're ready to start the cycle again, they plummet straight down to the ground, yeah. And then they start their noise again.
And they usually come down in almost exactly the same place.
I had one land at my feet once.
And the neat thing is when they're on the, if we can see it, I don't know if we can see it, but when they're on the ground doing that, the males like put their chests up in the air like this and do this little strut when they do it.
Uh-huh. And where the females, do they make any sounds or actions?
No, we don't usually even see them when this is happening, but they're there somewhere, yeah. Usually probably hiding.
So these are migratory birds, and in the wintertime, they're down in the southeastern United States and along the mid-Atlantic coast. And then as soon as the snows start to melt like they have in the last week here, they set up shop up here for the breeding season. And they really like early successional wet areas. Places that are real brushy with a little bit of a wetland to them. And they like those areas, one, because they're thick and they can breed in there. They put their nests on the ground. But two, they feed by sticking their bills deep into the mud and prying around for earthworms. The tip of their bill is actually flexible. And when they sink it into the mud, they can probe around and feel and smell and sense the earthworms and grab them with this flexible tip and pull them back up to eat. Their eyes are set far back on their head. So when they're probing into the ground to feed, their eyes are set back so they can see if there's any predators coming after them a lot easier.
Don't they have almost like a 360-degree?
Just about. Yeah. It's a real... They don't need to see in the ground because they're probing with their bill deep into the soil. But they need to see if anything's going to attack them from above.
Right, right. I was doing a bird monitoring at the Birds of Vermont Museum years ago and came upon two tiny woodcocks that looked like those miniature footballs. But they were looking exactly like the adults, but just tiny.
They're like about the size of a little bit smaller than a softball.
If we walk down this way, we can, because yeah. That's a little field down there, maybe we could...
It's wet down
very
there.
Wet down there.
Yeah.
He's
down there.
And they like what they call painting ground. So they find an open area that's meadowy and marshy and wet. And then they'll do the same activity every night at dusk and every morning at dawn. Sometimes all night long during the full moon and for a couple of months. And the females pick out the one they want.
Do the females make this noise at all, or is it just the males?
Only the males do this. They have these modified wing feathers so that when they take off, they start on the ground doing that peent, peent noise. When they take off up in the air, they climb, 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 and you can start to hear the twitter. When we get up ahead, you'll hear that one.
So is your window for coming out to hear this really narrow, or do they do this for a couple of weeks? Or?
Well, they're going to do it for about a month now until the females lay eggs. So as soon as they get back, as soon as the snow melts and they're back here from the southeast, they start displaying in the evening and in the morning. So right now where we can see the sky, but it's, you know, I can still see my hand, but it's pretty dark. When it's pitch black, they're done. They're going to stop doing their little dances in the sky. And then in the morning, once it starts to barely light up again, they'll do it again. And they might do it 10, 15, 20 times before it's too dark or too light, depending if it's evening or morning, and they stop. And then they go about their regular business feeding on earthworms and trying to survive. So it's just a short period every night and every morning that they do this. And it's only going to last for, you know, let's say a month or so. Yeah, exactly, a month or so, until the females are laying their eggs, and then they're done. They're not going to display anymore. What's really cool is sometimes, let's catch up with the group because I think they might have some up here. You know, each male may only...
There's one.
Oh, I just heard one, yeah.
It's that pink.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes again. It's over in those woods or in that...
Here it is.
Talk about on cute.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, it's over that way, isn't it?
Does it better than
me?
I thought it was here.
I mean, they weren't as close as sometimes they can be, but still.
I thought that was pretty close. The second one, or third one, flew right over our heads.
That's true.
Yes. That was awesome.
So one person, that was the first time I saw woodcock displaying. Was anybody else?
My first.
So what'd you think?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank the Mad Birders for letting us tag along tonight and seeing the woodcock display. It was really neat to have them come right over top of us. And I hope to come back more and go on more of your walks. It's a great group, and you guys have a lot of energy, and I think it's fun, and I hope everybody comes out with you now.
Well, we're glad you could come. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm Kent McFarland. Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
You'll find more information and photos of woodcocks at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in collaboration with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies and is made possible by the Jack and Dorothy Byrne Foundation.